Dan Diaz highlights progress, experience in re-election campaign. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Daniel, Dan, Diaz, the Edinburgh City Council member for Place 1, is officially seeking re-election. Currently in his fourth year in office, Diaz recently filed for another term and held a campaign kickoff event. He cited the city's strong momentum and a desire to continue contributing to its development as his primary motivations for running again. "I'm ready for another 4 years to continue what we've been doing," Diaz said. "There is a very positive trajectory in the city." Before being elected to the council in 2021, Diaz served on several civic boards, including the Edinburgh Parks and Recreation Board and the Edinburgh Economic Development Corporation, EDC. He also coached in Edinburgh's youth baseball leagues for over a decade. A military veteran and former paramedic, Diaz currently owns an EMS company and works part-time as an ER nurse. "I was a medic in the military, served my country, worked as a paramedic for many years, and now run my own EMS company," Diaz explained. "It's always been in my heart to serve and help people." Since taking office, Diaz has worked closely with Mayor Ramiro Garza, Councilmember Jason Dion, and other city officials. He describes the collaboration as central to Edinburgh's recent progress. "Together with staff, we were able to change the vision of Edinburgh," he said. "Edinburgh is now a beacon on the state and national levels." Diaz pointed to several milestones during his first term. Edinburgh earned its fourth All-America City designation, and the city has invested heavily in infrastructure improvements, including drainage systems, street repairs, and park renovations. Diaz highlighted the city's adoption of an asphalt zipper road repair machine as an example of how city leaders are embracing innovative solutions. "One of the most significant achievements, according to Diaz, is Edinburgh's recent economic growth. Edinburgh had a 16% increase from last year in sales tax revenue, double digits," he said. "It's huge. I believe we're the only city to make double-digit growth." Diaz attributed the economic success to a shift in how Edinburgh is perceived. "The way people view the city of Edinburgh in the past few years is that it is a place to do business, a place to live, and a place to have fun," he said. He added that Edinburgh's cultural diversity and frequent public events have helped make the city more attractive to residents and investors alike. "We have many festivals, celebrate every culture, and we're known as the City of Festivals," Diaz said. "The big E in Edinburgh stands for everyone. It's one of the slogans we used at the All-America City Competition." Among the most high-profile economic developments is the arrival of tech company Zoho. The firm has acquired more than 1,000 acres for manufacturing operations just north of the expressway. "It's a huge, worldwide company. So much growth is coming," Diaz noted. Diaz believes his business experience has helped him transition into public service. "Luckily, I'm a business owner, so I have more time now to jump in with both feet into city government," he said. He emphasized the importance of preparation and education for council members. "It takes a lot of studying before meetings, meeting with clients, and attending conferences. You have to have the time to do it right." Looking ahead, Diaz is asking voters for their continued support. "There's so much more to be accomplished," he said. "So many things I've learned in my first term that I want to apply and continue forward." Diaz also thanked the city staff and volunteers who have contributed to Edinburgh's long-term planning efforts. "Without the residents, without the community, without the city staff, it's impossible to get everything done," he said. "And I always like to say this, you cannot have a community without unity."